chestnuts playing bongos on the roofs of cars. The moon is at the end of the street. Smell of wood smoke, September stars. The autumn air so chill and sweet. Hand in hand walking beneath the trees. Hand in hand and heart to heart. He wanted so to tell her what this moment meant. He didn't know how we was a soul kiss. Told him nothing is as sweet as this. That's a soul kiss. Changed your life after mercy. What a sweet soul kiss. Well, how do you know she loves you? How do you know she cares? Spend your life looking for what can't be found. Then you turn around and look, she's there. And it's a soul kiss. Tells you nothing is as sweet as this. That's a soul kiss. It's changed your life. It's the warm exhalation upon your skin, racing pulse beneath your fingertips. It's the sweet, shy glance, low whispered words, her mouth blossoming beneath your lips. And that's a soul kiss. Nothing is as sweet as this. That's a soul kiss. It's changed your life, have mercy. Well, standing close together, holding trembling hands wearing pawn shop rings, pledging sickness, pledging health, come hell or high water, whatever the years might bring. They sealed it with a soul kiss. Nothing is as sweet as this. That's a soul kiss. It's changed your life. What a sweet soul kiss. That's a soul kiss. Nothing is as sweet as this. That's a soul kiss. It's changed your life. Have mercy. Sweet soul kiss.
Well, hello and good morning, lovely listeners. This is DJ Mac, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFL Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. And I guess welcome to this lovely Tuesday morning. Weather sure is lovely, bit windy, but gorgeous. I am currently very out of breath from perhaps running here, but I made it in time for my announcement, and we'll be popping on some music shortly, and then my co-host, the lovely Tyler, will be in shortly after that for this lovely hour this fine Tuesday morning. So I hope everyone's doing well and not out of breath like I am, unless you're on a run, I guess. But I don't know why people go on runs. I do. But I'm not much of a runner myself, so it is all right. And as I set up the aux, the trusty aux, we will be there shortly with a good round of music. And I'm like counting down the seconds. Hold on. Gotta pull up the playlist. There's a whole playlist for today. I'm gonna wait for... Oh my goodness. I found it. Here it is. And... Yeah. Alrighty, this is England by The National. So hope you enjoy. And... Here you go.
I Hello, I'm Tyler. You're listening to ZFM.
Yeah, I'm Mac.
I guess you introduced yourself.
I did earlier. Introduce myself, okay. Yeah. So my lovely co-host arrived.
I'm here now.
Mm-hmm. I am definitely not still out of breath.
No, of course not.
Mm-hmm.
That song is like 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were just... Well, I was just pondering if I am horribly out of shape or if I have asthma.
Or maybe both.
Or maybe both.
But you climb. You can't be that out of shape.
I don't run, though.
Fair. But climbing is more than a lot of people do.
That's fair.
It's
so,
exercise.
I guess there's more points for the asthma argument.
More points for the asthma argument. You should get a diagnosis. If you have
I should.
Asthma.
You're so right.
An inhaler.
Mm-hmm.
Inhalers seem like... Aren't they, like, expensive? No, I was thinking of EpiPens.
EpiPens are expensive.
EpiPens are expensive, and they, like, go bad. So even if you never use them, you have to keep buying them every 2 years.
Same with insulin.
Well, although insulin, you're definitely...
You kind of use it a little bit more often, though. But, yeah.
Man.
Healthcare is expensive.
Healthcare is expensive. I pay my own co-pays now, and it's not pleasant.
Ouch.
I think I'm, like, 5 therapy sessions deep.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's gonna hurt.
Harsh times.
Harsh times. Anyways.
Yeah.
Besides the asthma, how are you today?
Tired, but all right. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
It's Women's Day.
It's Women's Day. Neither of us are women.
No. But happy Women's Day to the woman I walked past who is in her car with the windows fully up, listening to Party Rock Anthem loud enough that I could hear it clearly through the windows.
Icon.
And then, like, when I got, like, almost past her, she's in, like, in her 40s, probably early 40s, late 30s. Mm-hmm. And, like, big dangly earrings and, like, sunglasses. And, like, before I got quite past her enough where it would be awkward to, like, turn and look at her,
mm-hmm.
she started giving, like, a gentle head bob.
Nice.
The Party Rock Anthem. Happy Women's Day to her. I hope she has the best day.
Yeah. And to our women friends, though they continue to dwindle in number.
Yeah.
Not because we are mean to women, but because
they keep
gender.
Transitioning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy
Well, it seems
Women's
to have
Day.
Stabilized after I transitioned. Oh. Which it's been a second now. Oh, did the automator not
The automator correctly? Kicked on, which it's not playing, but I'm going to stop it. We're all good now.
But there are more songs underneath, aren't there?
Yeah. Yeah. Those will kick on in, like, I guess 14 minutes.
Huh. I just turn it all the way off every time. I have no clue how that stuff works.
Yeah, I don't because I'm afraid that it will shut down on me like it did the one time and I had to troubleshoot it for like 20 minutes.
Ooh.
Okay, it was fine.
Good to know. I don't want that to happen to me either.
Yeah, so I just kind of like hit stop and then don't turn the little button off.
Mm,
which
yes.
is maybe
smart.
Incorrect, but...
Makes for a faster exit.
Yeah, and I just, you know, manually delete it when it shows up on the... Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
If any women want to call in, I tried to get my housemate to call in. And
Which housemate?
Well, like, I texted in the group. It was like, Izzy, you want to come on the show, like, or call in? And she's like, I'm still in bed.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, you could call from bed.
That is an option. You're correct.
Anyways, if any women want to call in, I guess, like, we could get some women's some voices.
Some voices of women?
Some voices of women. You want to be tokenized?
Yeah.
Please feel free to call in. Tokenized for being a woman. Let me be specific.
Yeah.
I probably won't tokenize you in other ways. I definitely won't.
Yeah, no.
Just the
this is
day.
This is Women's Day,
this
so this is the only
day.
Thing that we are celebrating.
Exactly. We celebrate nothing besides womanhood.
Correct.
Yeah, no, I can get with that for sure.
It's Women's Day, so if you're a woman.
If you're a woman.
Yeah.
Congrats. Good stuff. Good work.
Mm-hmm.
I should like, when I go teach my lab, be like, Happy Women's Day. If you're a woman, you can go.
You
go
are,
buy yourself a bagel or something.
Yeah, you're released. Have a wonderful Tuesday.
You've done quite enough. You guys work so hard.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's a group project. I'm like...
Right.
There's men.
You
can be like, you can do the work this time. You get the double shift.
The problem is I do want women to get an education.
That's, yeah.
This Women's Day.
Yeah.
So.
We love equal opportunities for education.
Yes. Yes. I think women should get educated if they want to. Mm-hmm. I would also never tell a woman what to do.
I think women should do what they want to do.
I think women should do what they want. I think women are so smart and capable of making their own choices. I feel like I was a little sexist last week at the start of Women's Month, and I'm deciding to be very, very feminist today. Last week was I'm only celebrating trans women as well.
Oh.
I think cis women have had 100 years of practice.
Yeah.
And they're good on their own. But I want to make up for that.
Yes.
We appreciate women.
All women.
All women. You guys are doing a great job.
Yes. So well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know, like, what the news is besides it being Women's Day. I talked about the Spring Fling lineup.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
On your show yesterday.
Yes.
Which was at 10 a.m.?
11 a.m.
11 a.m.
Yeah.
11 a.m.
Yeah. Very pumped about the Spring Fling lineup.
Yes.
Apparently, the first chick who is playing opening, who nobody knows, Ella Jane, apparently she's a Tufts alum.
Oh, that's fun.
So I guess that makes sense, like, how they chose her. So it's like,
well, that's exciting. I feel like that's incentive for current Tufts students, I guess, who are artists. Look, you could be what is it called when you...
Opener?
Opener for Spring Fling.
You could open for Spring Fling. She gets to open for Aminé now.
That's
incredible.
Cool.
That's incredible.
That is really cool.
I mean, I love that, because I love that they did just, like, blow 3 years' worth of Spring Fling budget.
As they should.
As they freaking should. I feel like I go to an Ivy right now. Like,
oh, my gosh.
It's Ivy League's getting...
We're the baby Ivy.
We're the baby Ivy.
It's the Brown Rejects.
I know. Ivy League's always get the craziest artists.
Yeah.
For, like, this kind of stuff.
And commencement speakers.
And commencement speakers. Right. I feel like that now. I feel like a really cool Ivy kid who gets, like, all the cool people on campus.
Yeah.
Because Aminé is, like, a really, really big one.
Yeah.
I feel. I'm also... My pretty girlfriend has offered to call in, but also she's, like, a huge Aminé fan. So I've also, like, recently gotten really into Aminé.
So you're set.
So I'm set. Like, mostly just the latest album, but then I've been, like, dabbling in the rest of it.
You're like, ooh, there's more?
There's so much more.
That's exciting.
That man makes a lot of music. A lot of music. It's, like, every year with him.
Whoa.
I think.
That's impressive.
I just remember looking through his, like, title artist page and being like, oh, this guy makes a lot of music.
Yeah.
So... You know, who knows what he's going to play at Spring Fling? I think they should give him 3 hours.
Yeah.
I think that's
all of Spring Fling, just this man.
I wouldn't make it through all of that, but he should. I would be way too drunk to stay for 3 hours. Oh, sorry. I would be way too tired.
Yeah.
To stay for that long. He has 4 albums. I'm getting texts. He has 4 albums.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
The first one is 2017. The second one was 2018. He took a break in 2019. But then the third one is 2020.
Oh.
And then 2021.
That's impressive.
He has, like, an album. 2 of them are 0.5 albums.
Oh.
Which are transitions to his next big album. But what matters is that they're still full length. Like, they're both still over half an hour.
That's really cool.
Yeah. No, that's not true. 2.5 is 26 minutes.
Okay, but still.
But still, it's like, yeah. Anyways, Aminé is also coming. She is somebody I don't know very much about because Tidal just started putting her in my daily mixes when I started listening to women rappers.
Nice.
And so it's like, I've heard like 2 of her songs, but they're both fantastic.
That's delightful.
It's gonna be great.
That's delightful. Sorry, I got distracted again by the lovely art. There's a lot of egg.
A lot of egg.
Yeah, so there's one that says, what kind of egg are you? And then there's Egg Hour.
Egg Hour!
Which, I have no idea what that is, but it brings me to light. There's also an amorphous blob of time. I think the time.
So
like T-I-M-E, not the herb.
Yes.
The one that is, I guess, made up.
Yes.
Yes. Interesting. Constructed by people.
Well, there is new art.
Oh, did you do new art?
I did new art. I found the Sharpie in the DJ booth yesterday. I slapped Worst Place Guild up there. We're being honored.
Very exciting.
I remembered.
Can you give me the approximate location so I can find it?
It's in the corner above the recycling bin on that green hill. It's fairly big.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, Worst Place Guild.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm also noticing there is a... I can't tell if that is Velma or Daphne. But right above the trash bin, there's a Jinkies Jeepers Scoob with a very realistic but kind of terrifying drawing of... I'm not sure if it's Velma or Daphne.
But it's kind of weird because it is pretty detailed, but you still can't tell who it is.
But it's
it
like,
only goes... It stops at, like, the jaw.
It's, like, both of them, though.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's...
Is this the official support of, like, lesbian Velma and Daphne?
Like, this is their kid?
Oh. I hadn't thought of that.
Oh, I thought that was what you were getting after.
No, but that's exciting.
It's their kid. Why not?
Yeah. If Velma and Daphne have a kid, that's what they look like. There's also a really nice drawing of yams.
Oh.
Yeah. Like... That's like a tattoo-worthy drawing of yams.
It is a really... I like the bubble letters behind those, too. Yams.
It's very nice. There's good shading and shadows.
Yes.
It's very exciting. There's also a... Somewhat... I can tell it's an elephant, but I'm a little afraid.
I feel like this is starting to become our show.
This is becoming our show, is just finding things on the wall. There's also a lobster.
I don't know how much I like it, to be honest.
Talking about things on the wall?
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks straight now.
Okay. Well?
They're very detailed walls.
Yes.
But I don't want to look at the WMFO wall quite this much.
Oh. Well.
And I'm sure people are even more bored if they're just getting audio about it.
That is a good point. Do we need to describe it in more detail or find a different topic?
Different topic.
That's fair. That's fair.
I was still talking about Spring Fling.
Oh.
Are you familiar with Dayglow? That seems like your moment. Like, Grace listens to a lot of Dayglow.
Maybe. I'm bad with names. Mm.
They do, like... I'm trying to think of, like, what song.
I feel like yes, I'm familiar with Dayglow. It took me a bit.
Yes, they do, like... Hold on. It's, like, this guy. This album. Fuzzy Brain.
Oh, no, maybe not.
It's, like... Or we could listen to... I don't love the music.
Okay.
But it seemed like your vibe.
Okay.
Which is why I mentioned it.
Well, very exciting. I can put on a song really quick. We can find our next discussion topic.
Sure. Sure. I would do, like, maybe... hold on. This is one where, like, Tidal decided that I love Dayglow.
Oh, okay.
And so I get a lot of music.
Yeah.
And then I think I finally blocked it because I was like, please stop.
Mm.
Well, try, like, Listerine.
Listerine. Okay, I need to look up Listerine.
I don't really remember the song super well, but I don't want to listen to Can I Call You Tonight, and I don't want to listen to Fuzzy Brain. So that's the third one on this list that I recognize the name of.
And?
I'll look up lyrics.
Yeah, here it goes.
Thank you.
we are back on.
Is that my mic?
Nope, it's Rivendell again.
All right, I'm back on too.
Yeah, I keep on hitting the Rivendell button instead of Tyler's mic.
So I'm somebody with whom Dayglow hasn't clicked and neither has Alt-J. So I said that they're similar and now we're in a dispute. Because you can't say that they're not similar just because you like one and don't like the other one.
No, because there's a lot more layers to Alt-J.
As a fan.
No, but like also like literally their music.
Okay, like more instruments being played.
Yes.
More happening.
There's more sounds, there's more instruments.
Okay. No, that's fair.
This is very easy listening.
It's extremely easy listening. It's gonna be great after a darty. It's gonna be great like with my friends.
Yes, it'll be lovely for spring fling.
Yes.
But I am. I am an Alt-J fan.
Okay, I feel like I can't remember a single Alt-J. I've listened to a lot of Alt-J in my life, and I can't remember a single song.
Wow.
But like I know like. I do agree that there's more happening in an Alt-J song than in a Dayglow song. You got me there. But
yeah,
imagine if they had gotten Alt-J for Spring Fling. That would have
been... Oh my goodness. Right as they like have their revival album after being silent for years.
Have they been silent for years?
Yeah, they think they did like a couple remixes in 2018, but their last major album was either 2014 or 2015.
Oh, so yeah. They're like not abandoned.
Yeah, no, they like put out... Hold on, I'll look it up really quick. Other than their discography. But yeah. And then they just released their new one. So, yeah.
I thought this was like a during college thing.
No. This is like this year. Yeah, so they had Awesome Wave.
And then The Dream is from... Oh, wow.
Yeah, The Dream is this year. So Awesome Wave was 2012. That was their first album. And then they had This Is All Yours from 2014. And then they had... Reduxer and Relaxer in 17 and 18, which were both remixes. And then, like, they're just the same as their old songs. They picked a couple and they were like, we're gonna redo it. And then, yeah, The Dream was this semester.
I feel like it's still a lot of, like, songs from an Awesome Wave that I hear.
Yeah.
Like Tessellate is one, like, that I recognize the name of.
Yeah, like, that is very easy listening.
Okay.
But you should definitely listen to This Is All Yours and The Dream.
Okay, I will. I want to like Alt-J because so many people I know like them.
They're really good.
I know. It's one that I need to revisit. So This Is All Yours and... Okay. So you're saying I should listen to all their albums?
Correct.
Oh. I don't know.
Oh,
I might. I'll start working. I'll get to work on them, though. I'll probably listen to An Awesome Wave first.
It's definitely like... At least The Dream is like Quiet Sad Hours.
Quiet Sad Hours. That might be a good like study album. I do so much studying outside of my house though that I don't like usually listen to music when I study anymore.
Oh no.
Because when I like to study at home and like put my speaker like across the room from me.
Okay.
And create like a nice ambiance.
That's fair.
Music and earbuds distracts me.
Interesting. Very picky about your earbuds situation.
Oh, my earbud situation.
That's fair. I am as well.
I have gotten back onto the like walking and listening to music though.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't doing for a while. It's
no, I haven't. I used to like try to listen to music when I walked or every time I was like on the bus and I'm like, it's not the same experience.
It's definitely not the same, but it also makes my 20-minute walks everywhere less boring.
That's true. That is true. I just like can't hear on the bus. The bus is so loud.
Yes, I can hear like a couple notes. I'm like, mm-hmm. This is great.
I'm like, cool. So do I want to ruin my ears?
Right.
Or hear my music? Or yeah.
If you use Apple brand earbuds, they now show you like here.
Oh, like the noise like, exposure.
It's too loud.
Interesting.
Which I find really nice because it's like comforting. It's like thank you for the validation, Apple.
Yeah. I do not have Apple brand. Headphones.
Oh, yes.
I'm wearing my weird over-ear ones, but they're like some of the only ones that don't give me a headache. So.
Are they for like running?
They technically are, yeah. I just randomly found them in, what was it, like high school. And then I've had like, this is my second pair of them because my first pair like died.
I mean, they're probably super comfortable.
They are very comfortable. I don't know if you want to try them on.
What brand are they?
I think they're Sony. Hold on.
I'll try one on.
Okay.
It feels like a...
We are doing the passing of the... So you go behind the ear with the long thing.
Oh.
And they're very comfortable. They just kind of, like, sit there.
Wait, that's really comfortable.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? Because, like...
And, yeah, I could run around in those.
Yeah. They wouldn't fall off. Wouldn't give you a headache. They aren't going to hurt your ears as they're, like, jammed in there.
Yeah, No, those are nice. My strategy... I use an Apple earbud and just, like...
Hold it.
Luckily, like, my ear is, like, the same shape.
Oh, nice.
So I just, like, stick them all the way into my ear.
Yeah.
You know? For, like, the nice, like, sound. For, like, a...
Or, like, sound.
For, like, a... So that it's, like, fully... Like,
fully there.
Other noise.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that does not work for me.
But that... For a lot of... Like, I feel like they're so hard. They're just, like, hard plastic. Like, if they're not the same shape as your ear, it's not gonna work.
No. Oh. Wait. Rivendell, no. Stop.
Oh, no. It's been 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Man.
Oops. Oh, I have to click it. Oh, wait. Ah!
Oh, that happened to me. Just try it again. That happened to me yesterday. It's really weird.
I'm gonna go back. Should we read our,
Oh, sure.
Our lovely PSA.
Oh, what's this in front of me? It's a PSA. Do you want to read it? Also, I feel like I've been reading all the PSAs, but if you want...
I mean, we can even, like, switch off. How are we going to do this?
Okay.
We're across the table from one another, but we're going to make it work.
We're going to make it work. I say we do the 30-second one.
Ooh,
and
spicy.
And switch off by sentence.
Switch off by sentence. Okay. Do you want to start or should I start?
You can start.
Okay. If you are among the 1 in 3 adults with diabetes or prediabetes, understanding the disease can be a challenge.
Free information from the federal government's National Diabetes Education Program can be a big help.
Just call 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org.
One call.
One click.
1-888-693-NDEP or www.yourdiabetesinfo.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Is that D? No, hold on, that's a different one. I'm trying to remember the acronym for Department of Health and Human Services, and it's nope.
D? It's not DHHS, is it?
I don't think so.
Because DHS is Homeland Security.
Yeah, which is...
Which is very different.
Yes.
Anyways, we've done good work.
We've done good work.
I wonder if anybody will click. I love the way they say click the website.
Click the website.
YourDiabetesInfo.org.
Yes, from the radio in perhaps your vehicle or... I guess if you're on your phone.
If you're listening on your phone, what I still don't understand about Shoutcast is, like, it doesn't count people who are just listening to us with, like, regular car radios, does it?
I think it does, yeah.
It does?
Yeah,
hold on. Is that part of, like, mobile stream?
No, it's part of the, I think it's...
MP3 stream,
maybe? It's one of them, yeah. I think it might be the MP3 stream.
Okay.
Which, we might have one listener in the car. So hello to our listener in the car. Because I think what ours technically counts as an MP3 stream. So we get one of those.
Which one does?
Ours technically counts as an MP3 stream, because we are currently streaming what we are doing.
So we count
as one of the MP3s.
Oh.
Or maybe the high quality. I don't know. But one of these is ours.
Okay. Well, if you're in the car, beep, beep.
Yeah, drive safe.
Drive safe.
Have
fun.
Don't
text and drive.
Don't text and drive. But you can listen to us and drive.
You can.
With caution.
Caution. If we're too interesting, you gotta shut it off.
Shut it off, yeah.
If we're distracting you, you gotta shut it off.
Indeed.
No remorse.
I'll start talking about the walls again.
I'll join.
Yeah.
I'll join. If it's to save lives.
If it's to save lives, we can talk about the weird wall art.
Save lives.
I feel like we should do, like, a segment. We just get 5 minutes every show. This is our, like, 5-minute segment of saving lives.
Where we talk about the walls.
Where we talk about the walls.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah,
like
just
it.
We can keep it, like, short and brief.
It can still be a regular... I like that we have a weekly tradition now.
We have a weekly tradition of talking about the walls.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Is it gonna be, like, just a randomly placed 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I feel like we can go on vibes. Like, once we find something that we're like, yes, we should talk about that thing that is on the walls.
Yes. I think my pick next week is going to be the James Bond 007.
Okay. Yeah. So, Tune in next week for James Bond and 007 discussions. And also the Weird Bird Woman. I will talk about more about the Weird Bird Woman.
Great choice.
Yeah.
Great choice.
Yeah.
Is this supposed to imply that she is Carly Rae Jepsen?
Well, we'll talk about that next week. Yeah.
We'll find out.
We will talk about that next week. The lore, I guess, behind.
The lore. We should write fan fiction.
Oh my gosh. And then we should read it dramatically. It'll have to be like G-rated, but yeah.
We should do a table read of something. Like, we should do Who's On First.
Oh my gosh, not Who's On First, because I unfortunately did that for a fifth grade talent show.
No!
Yeah.
What?
There are things I wish I could take back in my life. That is one of them.
No, that's so cute!
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I'm obsessed with that. Wait. That sounds so adorable. Who did you do it with a friend?
I did it with a friend, yes. We are no longer friends. She's at Duke now.
Why are you no longer friends? Did she cross you?
No, she didn't cross me. We just, like, drift apart.
Okay.
She was, like, really cool, or got really cool in middle school, and I was not really cool in middle school.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
I had a whole conversation with my girlfriend about this over the weekend where, like, I had known it, but she didn't come right out and say it.
She was a cool girl.
She was popular.
Yeah, yeah.
She was popular in middle school. Like, she was living that celebrity lifestyle.
Whoa.
For 3 years. I always thought that the popular kids was, like, they're just living the absolute life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have an air of celebrity about them.
Yeah.
She was that.
Wow.
I know.
How does it feel to be dating a celebrity?
Scary. I
or
an
like ex-celebrity.
I'm not cut out for it. Because I had no friends in middle school. Absolutely none. I had, like, zero friends. So I feel like we've had such different formative experiences. Like, I feel like that sticks with you.
Yeah, it definitely does. But you're, like, the cool, hot TA now.
TA. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I tell myself in the mirror when I want to feel confident. Yeah. I'm a TA.
You're cool and hot and a TA.
All right. No, that's true. I just feel like I'm not cool enough for it. I never, middle school me, if you told me I'd be dating a popular kid. I've been like,
would be quaking.
No.
Yeah.
Like, you're lying. You're lying.
Good try.
You lying.
But no.
Right.
Yeah.
I think there was, like, every non-popular middle schooler did have that one seed of, like in you that was like, I could do it.
I could do it if I cared enough.
If I cared enough. If I tried hard enough. I could, if I had a makeover,
what
I could do it.
What if, conversely, you cared too much and therefore did not want to do that?
I definitely didn't care too much.
That's a really good point.
But I see where you're coming from. I'm sure there were a lot of kids. There were kids who, like, hated the popular kids with a burning passion. They cared too much. They cared too much. I never had that. I was like, you guys are living great having a great middle school experience.
Okay.
And I admire you, and I admire your social chops.
See, I might have been on the spectrum of we dislike these people
strongly.
Of hating
the popular kids. I feel like
I was wronged.
You were wrong. Were you wronged by...
I was wronged in fifth grade.
Oh, no.
Right before we switched to a new school. So then, like, showed up to middle school. No friends.
Whoa. So you were, like, seriously wronged.
I was seriously wronged.
What do you... Are, is it too? Is the
wound
still
I don't
too
care.
Open?
No, it's
Can
not.
Can you talk about it on the radio?
My best friend was jealous. Or this is the theory anyways, because we haven't really ever talked about it, because, you know, we're not friends anymore.
Yes.
But the theory is, my ex-best friend was jealous because I had a better math score or something, and they didn't get into the private school that they wanted to get into. And from there...
My mouth is agape. You guys can't see it through the radio, but that's some real drama.
That's some real drama. Yeah, that was, like, spring of fifth grade, and then...
And they cut you off?
They cut me off from my whole friend group. So that's what happened to the Who's On First friend.
The best friend was the...
No, that's a different person. Who's On First?
The Who's On First friend was in the friend group.
Was in the friend group, although we were really, like, really close friends.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the ex-bestie was like, mm-mm-mm.
No.
You're not cool anymore.
No. Wow, you're not cool... I'm surprised. I would have assumed that you would have had more social influence. I'm sure if you had struck first, you could have done that.
Yeah, but, like, why?
But why?
But, like, why?
Right. It's doggy dog out there.
I don't live for drama.
No.
I mean, like, yes, there's always like entertaining gossip. Like, I love to hear like the happenings, but I also don't want them to be terrible, nor about me.
Yes. 100%. 100%. I feel like I'm just not that friendly of a person. Like, I love my friends. Mm-hmm. I like having friends. But, like, you put me in a week-long, like, conference or event or festival
mm-hmm.
with a bunch of people
I don't know.
I'm not coming back out of there with a friend.
Okay, that's fair.
You know what I mean?
I was like, if an extrovert finds me, like, I might have a friend, but it's definitely on the extroverts.
I'll have friends for the week.
That's a good point. I will have friends for the week.
I'm not coming back out of there with anybody's number.
I feel like this is, like, focus.
Okay.
Like, I had, like, some really good friends for the week, and, like, we haven't talked since. But that's okay.
I'm, like, still acquaintances with a lot of my pre-op people, but not, like, it didn't live on for me.
No, it didn't live on for me either.
But, like, I still recognize them. It's like, hey, we were in a pre-op together. Yeah. But, no, I know, like, my girlfriend, the ex-popular kid,
mm-hmm.
You put her in a room of people she doesn't know for half of a day.
And she will have best friends.
She's coming out there with Instagram mutuals.
Wow.
She's coming out there with coffee dates.
Wow.
Planned. She's coming out of there with friends.
That's impressive.
With, like, planned, she's following up. She's coming out of there with people's numbers.
And this is why.
And keeping in touch. Like, she's so friendly.
She's still popular.
This is why. I don't know if, like, college has popularity as a construct.
I don't know, but, like, she's still cool.
She's so cool. She's so cool. She's so friendly. I admire that so much about her.
That is impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I go places and I'm like, and then, yeah.
Right. And as a little kid, my family went to Galveston, like, an hour away every weekend, mm-hmm. and my parents weren't really gonna, like, they didn't really do the whole thing where they're like,
go make
you
friends.
You should be planning play dates.
Yeah.
Which, like, is probably what I will do as a parent, is just, like, try to remember, like, I have to, like, remind my kid to make friends, or else they won't do. If they have, like, any of my genetics, they won't. They won't remember to make friends.
You're like, I'm gonna plan and orchestrate play dates.
Right. And be, like, hustling, like, planning big birthday parties with the whole class. I'm gonna be like a booking agent for my kids.
Oh my gosh. Their manager.
If they express that they don't like it, like, if they express that they're too introverted for what I'm doing, obviously I'll lay off. But uh-huh. like, it's gonna be like me at the PTA meetings, like, signing my kid up for play dates.
Yeah. You're gonna be there.
Super fun. It's gonna be super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many, if you've considered this, how many kids do you want?
More than one.
More than one. Okay.
Only children are freaks. Sorry. I saw that marriage pact.
Oh my god.
Data report that they sent out.
Oh.
With how birth order affects, like, your opinions on the marriage pact.
Oh goodness.
And when I tell you only children are freaks, I'm sorry if you're an only child out there. It's just how I feel.
Yeah.
So definitely more than one. I think I'd be happy with two. And also happy with three. Maybe a tiny bit happier with three. And then once you get to four, it starts to feel like a lot. And, like, obviously this is a viewpoint that that no parent could ever express. But I feel like that marginal, like, benefit drops after three.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. As the first of three, I can say yes.
Yes. Like, a fourth, that fourth kid... I feel really... My pretty girlfriend is a fourth child.
Okay.
That fourth kid is when you can't fit them all into an SUV anymore.
I was like, you can't fit them all in a car. You
can't fit them all in a car.
Like, even a back row doesn't work.
Right. Right.
And it's like, at that point, depending on how spread out they are, it's whoever the oldest kid is doing the parenting.
Signing yourself up for, like, five extra years of parenthood. Or not five. Like, two. Like, you're five total. You're gonna have, like, a kid in high school for, like, 7 years.
My sister's still in middle school.
That's why. Yes, you have a very particular... I remember that, because mm-hmm. you talk about the middle school drama with your sister.
Oh, yeah. She's got the middle school drama.
I love middle school drama. I wish I had...
It's
my thing is also,
so,
like,
ridiculous.
I'm very committed. Part of it that makes it easier is, at least, like, when my kids are really young, I'm very committed to having, like a queer model of parenthood, where, mm-hmm. like, I'm babysitting for my friends are babysitting for me.
I love that.
Quite a bit.
Because
I feel like... just fully watching, like, I know this is, everybody knows this, but guys, like, you, like, really have to watch little kids all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That should not be something that one or two people are single-handedly responsible for. Like, you really and truly have to be watching them 24/7.
Yes.
Eyes on those kids. Yes. I can't, like, there's no reason for me to do all that when instead I could, like, before I have kids, just, like, babysit for my friends a lot. And mm-hmm. then, like, once I have kids, like, my friends whose kids are now a little older.
And be like, haha, watch my kids it's your now. Turn.
Right. Like, it seems in like a, it shouldn't nice be, way. It shouldn't be such a big deal to ask people to watch your kids.
Yeah. Well, depending on how the kids are. Because there's some children that you're like, oh, you're a little terrible child.
That's true. But my kids are going to be the most perfect angels. And if they're not, I'm going to tell them I'm annoyed with them. And then they're going
to be like, I'm disappointed in you.
I'm annoyed. And no, I'm going to say I'm they're annoyed. They're going to get a complex. I'm going to be so honest with my kids. I'm going to be like, you're a little annoying right now, to be honest. And they're going to wow. shape right up.
Yeah,
I think.
And definitely not have a complex when they're older.
No, of course not. I think if I mess my kids up, it's going to be by, like, telling them, like, you're my whole life.
Oh.
I feel like I'm going to be, like...
You're all my hopes and dreams.
Yeah, exactly. Like, not a helicopter parent, but exactly that.
Okay, so...
Like, you're yeah. so important.
Everything is on you.
Everything's riding on you. Not for them to be successful or anything, just for them to, like, have a good life.
Yeah,
just
you're like,
be happy.
You're like, if you're not happy, I'm not happy.
If you're not happy, then what was it all for?
Yeah, you're
for
like,
me?
What was the point?
What was the point? Right, and then they'll feel an incredible amount of pressure and, like, weird existential dread over it.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably going to be the way that I set my kids.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Yeah.
I cannot wait for parenthood.
I will happily have many cats.
You're not the parenting type?
Definitely not, like, small children.
Would you watch my kids?
Sure.
Kidding.
I would watch your kids.
Yes.
As long as they weren't, like, little terrible things, yes, I would watch your kids.
They better not be. I'm gonna love my kids so much, but I don't think I'll have the, like, clouded judgment that a lot of parents get where they think their kids are objectively great.
The best, yeah.
I'm gonna know that, like, my love for my kids is, like, subjective and that not everybody thinks my kids are as great as I do.
Yeah.
I think. Especially if they're, like, lousy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have the perspective to not be too much of a pushover.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's funny because I think my mom's childhood best friend, I think, only babysitted us, like, once.
Mm-hmm.
Or babysitted my brother and I once. So she probably looked after me a bunch when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, there was the poop taster of, like, 2003.
Oh, no.
And she never came back and babysat.
No? Not willing to do it again after that?
No. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Okay, actually, I forgot about this. It was not her who was babysitting. My mom went out with her friends, including my mom's childhood best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Whose name is Karen, which is kind of funny.
Karen.
She's a Karen.
Okay.
Yeah. But we had a different babysitter. We had a rough time with Poop Taster.
Poop Taster is a...
Of my little brothers. Okay. Yeah, my little brother Poop Taster. And we're talking about this on the radio, but it's fine.
It's okay.
It's fine. Anyways, they get back, and Karen walks into my little brother's room and steps in.
Oh.
The poop taster.
Steps in the poop taster. That will lose you a babysitter.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't... This is all from what I've heard, but I don't know if she came back for a while.
That hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friends are more
also
right than that.
Does not have any children and does not want anything to do with children.
I feel like it's parents that are willing to put up with a lot of mess.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Okay. That's tough. That's tough. Are they still friends?
Yes.
Good. Yes. As long as you don't lose it. It's okay to lose
a
babysitter.
It was, yeah.
But losing a friend would be
no, they're still friends. They're not friends over the poop taster of 2003.
Thank goodness.
Or
Thank
should goodness. I call it like Poopgate?
Poopgate. I like Poopgate. Although, given Joe Biden's age, we might end up with a real Poopgate.
Oh, no. What?
He's very senile.
Oh, dear.
I feel like he's just so... He's so old. If any president was going to have a Poopgate incident, like,
that's rough. That's really rough.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I will not.
Yeah.
I will decline to comment.
This is our political conversation.
I think we actually have to write this down in the book.
We have to log and be like, mention of Joe Biden.
Joe Biden and Poopgate.
Will not elaborate.
Yeah, no, it's just we write Poopgate and they have to decipher it.
Yes. Yes. Well, I want to leave it inconspicuous. They don't go back into the archives and listen to our conversation.
I think that would be really funny if they did. I want to leave them a little tidbit so they're like, ooh, what is this?
A representative from the FCC.
Oh, goodness.
Listens to our Poopgate conversation.
To our listeners, and perhaps my roommate, who is not listening because he's going to be in class very soon. Mm. But my roommate does not like discussions of pooping.
Yes.
Or farting.
Yes, I remember
it's,
that.
It's, in fact, in the house called the P word, and the F word is pooping and farting.
The F word is farting.
Yep. So.
That's so funny.
If perhaps my beloved roommate was listening, I am so sorry, and I hope you logged off a while ago, because we've been talking about poop for several minutes.
I hope you logged off, and or if you heard this, I hope we haven't permanently associated Joe Biden
with Poopgate.
With Dookie.
Oh, goodness. The FCC is going to come after us for that.
We're going to get a text. It's like, this is the FCC. We heard your comments about Joseph R. Biden. What the heck?
Yeah. What and why?
What and why?
Yeah. Well, I guess it's 5 minutes from the hour.
5 minutes from the hour. I guess we have two labs. I have to go teach about AVL trees.
Yeah. Well, we can say our little thing, and then we can talk for a couple more minutes, or leave.
Sweet. Okay.
Yeah. So should we do, like, every sentence kind of a thing?
Yes. The blank, is that?
We can call that a sentence.
Okay. Is that,
like,
the show
I feel like we should
not
stop at, like, every line.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You should start.
Okay. So this is DJ's Mac and Tyler.
And you're listening to
91.5 WMFO.
Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
This has been They FM.
This has been They FM.
We played two whole songs.
We played two whole songs.
Oh, I love our
We
show.
Had many discussions.
I love our discussions. I love that Theo, like, was like, it's a bucket list item to talk for the whole hour. And I was like,
just
Mac
come on
and
our
I
show.
Do that every week.
Just come on our show.
And they weren't impressed. That was what bothered me so much about it. I'm like, you're telling me you've been gearing up to do this for 3 years, and we do it every week, and you're not even going to be, like, impressed about it. It's not fair.
It's not fair. Make it make sense.
You just told me it's on your bucket list. I told you I live your bucket list every single week.
Make it make sense.
Make it make sense.
So,
Theo, we challenge you to come onto our show.
That is true. That is true. And maybe my roommate. But we will not discuss Poopgate.
We won't discuss poop. Or Poopgate.
Or the F word, which is farting.
Which is farting. That's so funny.
And with that, have a lovely rest of your Tuesday.
Have a lovely rest of your Tuesday. Happy Women's Day to women.
Happy Women's Day to women.
Men, I hope you think about your actions.
Yeah. So true. And if, on the off chance that we still have any listeners, you're
fewer.
Wonderful.
We lost
a couple.
That's okay.
But thank you so much for staying on, those who did.
It was brave.
It was very brave of you.
All right.
You're dearly loved. And farewell.
Have fun in lab, Mac.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. See you later.
Here's Rivendell. Maybe.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Nope, that's the Ox one. This is Rivendell.
Oh, it's me. I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh. gets tired when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
Sweet Cecilia. Hi, this is Pete.
And Jay.
And you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5
FM.
Sweet Cecilia up and left without a trace. Sigh.